This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House said on Tuesday it was outraged by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza that killed 7 people working for World Central Kitchen, and that President Joe Biden called the charity aid group's founder to share his condolences.
The president felt it was important to recognize the tremendous contribution World Central Kitchen has made to the people in Gaza and people around the world. The president conveyed he will make clear to Israel that humanitarian aid workers must be protected.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said earlier the strike was tragic and unintended, and the Israeli military pledged an independent inquiry. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
3 aid ships from the Mediterranean island nation of Cyprus had arrived early on Monday, carrying some 400 tons of food and supplies organized by World Central Kitchen and the United Arab Emirates. Following a pilot run last month, Cypriot Foreign Ministry spokesman Theodoros Gotsis says that around 100 tons of aid had been unloaded before the charity suspended operations following its team's deaths, and that the remaining 240 tons of aid is being transported back to Cyprus. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials say Ukrainian drones have attacked a major oil refinery and a drone factory in the province of Tatarstan, which appears to be Kyiv's deepest strike inside Russian territory since the war began more than 2 years ago. Russian regional authorities said 12 people were injured in the attack on facilities some 1,200 kilometers east of Ukraine. The area is known for its high level of industrialization. Ukraine drones have been extended.